the world record for running 100 miles was smashed over the weekend. It was done at the Tunnel Hill 100-mile race in Illinois in the United States, and it was broken by a Donegal woman, 45-year-old Katrina Jennings, who ran the distance in 12 hours, 37 minutes and 4 seconds. That, by the way, is a pace of 4 minutes and 42 seconds per kilometre. Or if you run a 5K, you'll know how hard it is. That's like running a 5K in just 23 minutes, 23 and a half minutes, but keeping that pace going for 160 kilometres or 100 miles. That's exactly what Katrina Jennings did. And I'm pleased to say she joins us on the line now. Katrina, good morning.
Good morning, Justin.
How does it feel to be a world record holder this morning?
Oh, I'm absolutely delighted. I'm just really pleased that I was able to go out and execute the race like I had hoped in the best I could. So I'm just delighted that it paid off.
And how are you feeling? How's the body this morning after doing such an epic race?
A bit stiff, I must say. I flew back with my husband from Chicago overnight. So, yeah, a little bit stiff getting off the plane this morning, but not as bad as I thought it would be. I think immediately after the race, I was really stiff. My legs were, they were definitely very spent. But yeah, I seem to have kind of recovered faster than I had.
Than you had hoped. I'm not sure if you're still with us, Katrina. I think we had a small bit of dropout on the line there. But can you talk us through the race? Did you expect to be as fast as you were?
So I had planned to go, and if everything went well on the day, I was hoping that, you know, the world record might be a possibility. But it was definitely my A plan, and I wasn't 100% sure it would happen. I had never run longer than 60 miles before, so, you know, there was a huge unknown there. But my training had gone really well. So following like quite a good training block, I said I would, you know, set out on pace and try and hold that for as long as I could and see how it played out. And as it happened, I, you know, at the start of the race, because it's such a long race, you have to really hold back and, you know, run slower than you would think you would, you know, anticipate when you're usually racing. But yeah, I just kept telling myself to be patient at the start, and yeah, it went better than I had thought. So that
and,
was good.
And your pace was really impressive. You ran splits of around 7 minutes and 26 seconds per mile, and almost, you know, right up to very close to the end, most of your splits were very close to that time. Your average pace was very, very consistent.
Yeah, I was quite consistent. I think my goal was to just get into a nice rhythm and try and just relax and hold that pace for, you know, as long as I could. I knew it was going to be a long day. I was kind of breaking it down between distance and also time, because I knew I'd be out there for, you know, at least 12 hours or longer. So I was really just trying to get into a nice rhythm that I could just settle into and relax.
Well, the bit we were curious about when we were looking forward to this interview was when you're running for 12 hours at a galloping pace, I mean, how do you actually manage your nutrition? Do you eat during the race?
Well, I was lucky that my husband, Martin McCoy, was there to crew for me. So there's an aid station approximately every 5 miles, and he's able to pass off water, gels and electrolyte drinks to me at those stations. So I don't really stop at all. I just run past, grab something from him and keep running as I'm drinking the water or the gels. So, I mean, you're just trying to conserve as much time and energy as you can at those stations. And so I was lucky that he was there to be able to crew for me.
And it's also kind of a mental battle, isn't it, when you're running for so long, more than 12 hours. So what are you thinking about during the race?
Yeah, I think that is the challenging part. I think for shorter races, it's easier because you're really just focused on the race and the competitors around you. On Saturday, I was running long periods of that on my own. So it was really a mental battle in a physical battle, but I thought about different parts of training, what I had gone through to get there, people that had helped me to get there, and going at times when I was starting to, you know, start getting a bit, when it was starting to get tough or when I was starting to question it.
Yeah, you're no stranger to breaking records, Katrina. You've set the record for the Irish 50K and the Irish 100K. You were an Olympian in 2012 as well, and now you're a world record holder over 100 miles. So, what's next on the agenda?
Well, let's see. I sat down with my coach in July, Terry McConnon, and told him that the 100 mile was my plan. And I was expecting, I wasn't sure what to expect. I think I wasn't sure if he'd tell me I was crazy or if I should go for it. But yeah, now that I've done it, I think it's kind of opened my eyes to maybe what's possible in that distance again. And let's see. So I'll sit down and think about it. I'll definitely run the Comrades Ultramarathon in South Africa next June, but I'll probably try and fit in another race between now and then.
What distance is that?
That's a 90K race.
90K. Sure, that's a doddle compared to what you've done over the weekend. Yeah. Listen, Katrina, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, and well done. It is a fantastic achievement. I'm sure everybody is very proud. We all are of you as well. So thank you for joining us this morning and telling us all about that. Katrina Jennings there. It is 8:53.